Welcome back to Disability News and Views, and on the phone with me, I have another person who's been utilizing Model Me Kids DVD software, and she is someone that's actually from my neck of the woods in Western New York. Beth Garrigan is a school counselor with Warsaw Elementary, and she's been, I understand, teaching for 7 years, and just from talking with her, I know that the kids are really blessed to have someone like her. She really is, you know, tapping into resources like Model Me Kids. But we wanted to find out from Beth what she's using this DVD for and DVDs, and, you know, a little bit more about her. So, Beth, thanks again for being on the show.
Thank you.
Beth, let's talk about you first, because people don't know who you are. I just gave a little intro about you, but you obviously have some background, and you are passionate about making a difference in kids' lives.
Yes, I have a background working with autistic adult children. I did that for about 7 years. Then I went back, got my master's degree in school counseling, and I've been a school counselor at Warsaw for, I'm in my 7th year doing that right now.
Wow. So what made you tap into the Model Me Kids? What, there must have been something that you started looking for, Model Me Kids or social skills training?
Well, when I started as a school counselor, I looked around for different resources, and I found a lot of them out there, but unfortunately most of them I just didn't think really worked with the kids I was working with. I tried to tailor each lesson to the student that I have. I was looking for something that really fits and can be, but also can be flexible. And doing an internet search one day, I came across the Model Me Kids DVDs. And after I ordered them, I liked them, and I thought they would be really versatile. Although they're geared more towards younger children with autism, I've used them with fifth graders, kindergartners, third graders, and it's just a really great resource. Then I got the email from Sue Klein, who was looking for somebody to write curriculum to go along with the DVDs, and that's kind of how I got started writing the curriculum to go along with the DVDs.
That's terrific. Beth, I wanted to find out how you actually utilize the DVDs for a class. Is it a class or a group setting or individual?
I've used them mostly in group settings. I've used them with kindergartners who come in a lot of times. Some of them don't have any prior experience in school, no preschool, nothing like that. But some of them come in without a lot of social skills. So I have groups of kids, usually small groups, anywhere from 3 to 6 students, and we watch the videos and we do lessons with them. We have stuff at home. We try to keep everybody aware of everything that's going on, including the teachers, that they can reinforce those skills as well. And I usually do it in weekly sessions, about 30 minutes. And the lessons will last anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks or even all year long, depending on the needs of the students. But I've also used them in fifth grade. We had a group of fifth grade boys that I had last year when we watched the videos, and we thought, well, how can we make our own DVD? We watched the Model Me Kids videos, and then we ended up, as a group, they made their own videos, and I borrowed a video camera and taped them, and they modeled their video off of the Model Me Kids video. So it was really a great experience for them, but they learned that they were also teaching.
Well, that must have been really empowering for them, too, to help be a part of a social skills training video. That must have been perfect.
They actually loved it. I was a little nervous at first that they would think that the videos would kind of be on for them, but they were so excited and thrilled. They're like, oh, that's really cool. We like that. At first, when I approached the idea of making a video with them, they were like, oh, cool, let's do this, let's do that. I said, well, wait a minute, I have this resource. Let's check this out and see what you think. And when they watched it, they just fell in love with the whole idea. And they're like, oh, this is how we want to do it. I'm like, are you sure? And they're like, absolutely. So over the next couple months, we put a DVD together. It's modeled after Model Me Kids one.
And what's the focus for the kids in this video?
For the fifth graders, it was social skills, trying to encourage social skills. But instead of framing it that they need social skills, it was like it's been more empowering for them to be teachers. So in the process of them making the video and teaching other students, they also reinforced their skills of learning social skills. Because before we taped it, we would go through, well, what does it look like? What does it look like when you have a conflict with your friend? How do you resolve it? How do you share? So So they were had to sit there and really think, okay, well, what do you have to do? Then we wrote it down. We wrote a script. They came up with the ideas. They role-played it, and they kind of took the ball and ran with it.
Sounds so great. You know, there's so many ideas going through my head, Beth, about other DVDs, and I know you already have enough on your plate. But I'm thinking, you know, elementary school, it's so much easier to kind of work with kids in the social settings just because, you know, the peer pressure isn't as bad. But think about how, you know, the areas that kids typically need the most work in is in lunchroom, perhaps, or gym, or the bus, places where they're most likely to be interacting or hopefully interacting with peers. Is there going to be any work being done in that vein for kids in the future, do you know?
What I really think is we need to learn these skills and apply them everywhere. I encourage the students to come in and bring scenarios of real life, what's going on, what's the problem that you're facing, and let's talk about it here, and then go back to the whole group and say, well, what do you think? Or what have you tried? What do you think would work? And then some of them will say, you know, well, I'll punch them or something like that. And then we'll talk about, well, why that isn't a good idea. And usually because they're really great about, oh, yeah, you go to the festival, you get home with your mom, or be grounded. Usually they're really appropriate ideas, like, well, maybe we could talk about it, take deep breaths, things like that. But I think the goal is that for these students to have the skills when they're with me or in the classroom, but globally, because our goal is a school to try to produce, you know, graduates that are ready for the workforce, ready for real life, and have these skills and can use them anywhere and everywhere.
I agree. One of the areas, too, that I was thinking about is, you know, oftentimes kids on the spectrum have to be taught how to deal with adverse situations because they're usually not the perpetrators. And, you know, I'm thinking, wouldn't it be great if the general public, and I mean other students and teachers as well, were shown videos of how kids react with autism or are on the spectrum of autism, just to help them and then to help provide those insights for people to stand up? Because one of the problems I see is, you know, a lot of kids are out there with autism or Asperger's syndrome, whatever. They're being taught these skills. But if the rest of the student body and teachers and staff and administrators aren't also reinforcing those supports for those kids, then it's a real tough struggle, isn't it?
I agree. I think that with any disability, whether it's autism, Asperger's, ADHD, anything that's out there, people need to be educated. I think a lot of time it's just fear. You know, will I say the wrong thing? Will I do the wrong thing? I find that the students generally care and want to be accepting, especially the younger elementary students. Sometimes they're not sure how to do it. And I think that, educating teachers, parents, other students is definitely important.
Well, and I think it's really about taking responsibility for, you know, standing up for others who may be somewhat weaker in that area. And not to allow that kind of, you know, whatever the problem is. I mean, let's face it, kids are bullied or whatever. But, you know, that is an acceptable behavior, and that when children and the adults man together, there's an empowerment for all people, you know. And sooner or later, all kids get bullied. You know that.
Yes, absolutely. And that's another thing that I've really focused on in my district is bullying. When I first came on board, I had lots and lots and lots of kids coming to me saying that this is happening and that's happening, and I wasn't sure what to do with it. So we have a whole school-wide approach to bullying, and we take a stand as a district that we're not going to tolerate it and that we're a nurturing, caring school. And I believe that all schools really need to take that position of, well, it's not, you know, it's not a rite of passage. It's not, you know, just a problem that, you know, you can ignore or let it go away. The school needs to be there and intervene and help, especially the teachers. A lot of times, unfortunately, the teachers don't realize what's going on. A lot of times it's in the hallways, in the cafeteria, like you mentioned before. So we need to educate students on what bullying is and then the steps on how to resolve it, which could be burnt out, and then teaching the adults how to handle it, not just the sugar opposite. Oh, just ignore it or go away. Everybody needs to be educated and kind of on the same page with how to deal with this.
Absolutely. It's a school approach. It's not just the individual or the kids, but, you know, let's face it, if people that are the bullies are the ones that realize that they're not going to get away with it and the school is going to stand up together and the student body, I think that it will really go away. I really do. I just wish more schools really stood firm in that for kids. And I really applaud, like I said, what you're doing. Being a teacher today is not an easy task. And there's so many other issues that are being placed at your table. When a kid comes to school every day, you know, some of them don't even have breakfast, let alone, you know, do they have their homework done, you know?
I do have to say, it's a very stressful job. I work with a great group of people, and I love my job. I wouldn't trade my job for anything in the world. And then I have to come home, and I get to hug my own kids and say, you know what, you guys are so lucky. I encourage my own children to appreciate what they have, because I see every day children who don't have what my own children have.
Absolutely. Well, Beth, you've been great. I mean, that to just be on the show tonight. I know you have a busy schedule, and I wanted to just get your input and let everybody know, as a teacher, how you're implementing Model Me Kids. And I know Sue will be happy to hear. So thanks again for being on the show. And hopefully it's not going to get too cold in Alden.